So because Elul is so iconic and so transformative, I call it the golden era of being a religious person, the golden months, the greatest days. Religion is experienced in its most heightened sensitivity, where we think about religious values more frequently than we otherwise do, perhaps unfortunately. We strive for religious growth. We build our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These are the great days to be an Oved Hashem, the great days to be a Jew. And because it's so iconic, so our Masorah looked back into the Torah to find phrases in Tanakh whose acronym spells out the word Elul. Now keep in mind, it's hard to imagine that the Torah intended it this way, because the months of Elul were names, and all the months, the names of the Jewish calendar, the months of the Jewish calendar, were all devised in Babel during the first Galus. We refer to the months in the Torah by their enumeration: the first month, the second month, the seventh month. Tishrei is the seventh month. That's also very, very important, not arbitrary, not incidental. V'chodesh hashvi b'echad l'chodesh, v'asal l'chodesh hashvi, the seventh month, the seventh day, the seventh year, the seventh Shemitah, the seventh 1,000 years of world history. So the fact that all these great events occur in the seventh month is, of course, not incidental, but we don't really know it is Tishrei. We know it is the seventh month in the Torah. In Bavel, during our first Galus, so the months received names, which have interesting roots. But Chazal felt that these names themselves were not just arbitrary, and Tishrei refers to something in Nisan and Nisim. And so at some point, they wanted to look back into the Torah, into Tanakh, and find Psukim, meaningful psukim that speak about a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the relationship with Tshuva, that have a phrase that if you take the first letter of each word, those phrases would spell out Elul. And there are a couple of them. I'll discuss one or two of them. Of course, the most famous one is Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li, which literally means I am to my affectionate, to my husband, and my husband is to me in the same level of affection. Ani l'dodi v'dodi li. If you take the letter Aleph, the letter Lamed, the letter Vav, and the letter Lamed, it spells out Elul, for those who haven't heard this before. But of course, I imagine at least 90 to 100% of the people listening to this have heard it before. And this is taken as a reference to our love with HaKadosh Baruch Hu during this period, the love that grows, the love that blossoms. Ani l'dodi v'dodi li. Now the point is, if you look back into Shir HaShirim, the phrase Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li appears in a very, very pivotal moment, and especially if you compare and contrast it to a related phrase that appears in a very different part of Shir HaShirim. So let's first talk about the two phrases, and then I'll try to very quickly sketch the two different moments in Shir HaShirim and how each of the two phrases plays a pivotal role at those literary junctures. So in the end of Perek, I guess you could call it the end again. I don't really, when I read Shir HaShirim, I don't read it by Perek, I read it by stanza. And the stanzas are divided, just a quick study in Shir HaShirim. There are five parts to Shir HaShirim. Each part is divided by the chorus. It's Hashbati Eschem Benos Yishalayim, the Shavua, very famous Shavua, that the love shouldn't be advanced, shouldn't be undermined, let it evolve on its own. Hashbati Eschem Benos Yishalayim. So this is really what I call the end of section two, but it's really the tail end of what we would call Perek Beis, if you're looking for the Prakim. Perek Beis, Pasuk Tes Zayin, Dodi Li Vani Lo. So instead of writing Ani Li Dodi V'Dodi Li, Dodi Li Vani Lo. So it's the same concept. I am to my husband is to me. Keep in mind, the husband comes first. Dodi Li Vani Lo. And then in the towards the end of Shir HaShirim, again, it's not really the end, but it's in the beginning of Perek Vav, but if you're looking at it in the historical frame, it's closer to the end of Shir HaShirim. Perek Vav, Pasuk Gimel, Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li, Haro Eba Shoshadim, the same phrase, Haro Eba Shoshadim. So these are two moments in Shir HaShirim in which the woman, in this case Am Yisrael, expresses her confidence, her trust, that I and my husband are mutually engaged. I don't mean engaged as opposed to married, but engaged, connected, affiliated through love and affection. And if you understand Shir HaShirim, these are two very different moments in Shir HaShirim, as I'll talk about before, where they aren't concluding their love, climaxing their love, advancing their love the way we'd expect it to be. There's a pause, there's a break, there's a rupture in there, not really a rupture, but at least a pause and a lag. And these statements are made as reassurance. She's reassuring herself. Well, I may not be with my husband, the marriage may not be progressing, the relationship may not be maturing and blossoming the way I'd want it to, but anila dodi v'dodi li. Dodi li v'anilo haro ebashoshenim. Now, of course, the fascinating question is why the switch? Why in the beginning of Shir HaShirim does it say dodi li v'anilo? In the end of Shir HaShirim it says anila dodi v'dodi li. Now, I gave a shir, must be about 10 years ago, without really looking at the text of Shir HaShirim per se, just commenting on that tshuva is a rendezvous, tshuva is a duet, and there's a famous medrash in which we want Hashem to begin and we'll respond, and Hashem wants us to begin and He should respond, and finally we, quote-unquote, win, and we convince Hashem to take the first step. So Hashem says, Shuva elai v'ashuva lechem no Hashem, return to me and I will return to you, based on the pasuk in Hosea, the Haftarah of Parshas of Shabbat Shuva. And we turn to Hashem and say, Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha, you take the first step, v'nashuva. And then we'll reciprocate, psukim at the end of Eicha, and Hashem accepts our request above His request, and He takes the first step in Shuva process. Hashem plays a role in the Shuva process. But if you look into Shir HaShirim, the Anila Dodi V'Dodi Li, Dodi Li V'Ani Lo, appear two different parts in Shir HaShirim. In the beginning, we, the woman in Shir HaShirim, are very timid, very afraid. We can't complete our relationship with our husband because we're too busy watching the vineyard. There are foxes that are going to rampage through the vineyard. Echazu lanu shualim, shualim ketanim, mechabalim kramim. Or we can't go because Samuni Noteras HaKramim, our brothers, asked us to watch the vineyard. These are, of course, the actual storyline of Shir HaShirim. But our inability to get on the same page with our husband, our inability in this case, in the metaphor, to get on the same page with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is a fact of our own timidity, lack of courage, lack of imagination, lack of faith, whatever you want to call it. And because of that, the relationship can't fully blossom. And at that point, in the end of Perek Beis, the woman says, okay, I know it's going to happen at some point. That even though we're not able to rendezvous and fully maximize our relationship, I'm confident. The statement of Dodi Li Vani Lo, we're together. We're in this together. I'm to him, he's to me. Dodi Li, he's to me. Vani Lo. But she puts the husband, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, first because she's unsure of herself. Again, according to Chazal, this is probably at some point around the Chet HaEgel, the Chet HaMeraglim, perhaps some of the failures in the first Beis HaMikdash or the pre-first Beis HaMikdash period of Shoftim. So amidst that situation where our people are unsure of their ability to be faithful to Hashem, and they're underconfident, and that underconfidence is reflected in the storyline of Shir HaShirim. The woman is afraid. She has to watch her vineyard. There are foxes that are going to attack the vineyard. So our first statement is, well, I know Hashem loves me. I know Hashem's for us. And then, of course, Hashem loves us. We'll try our best to reciprocate. And we know that there's something long-term to rely upon. The end of Shir HaShirim is a whole different story. Again, it's not really the end, but it's closer to the end. By the end of Shir HaShirim, Am Yisrael, historically, because Shir HaShirim is a historically comprehensive work and encompasses all of history, Am Yisrael is no longer so timid. And the reason we're no longer so timid, the woman isn't so timid, Chazal says, because we have so many zechliyos that we've accumulated over the centuries, all of our faith, all of our defiance against the world that wanted to beat religion out of us, all of those who wanted to force us to bend the knee to other religions, all of our Mesiras Nefesh HaKadosh Hashem, again, the phrase that probably is the most powerful is V'al Petachinu Kol Megadim. It's in the end of Perek Zayin, where the woman now calls the husband and says, come to the house that we've been waiting for and trying to build together throughout Shir HaShirim. And on the doorstep, there are all types of goodies. Al Petachinu Kol Megadim. And those goodies, according to Chazal, refer to all the zechuyos that Am Yisrael gathered and generated through their years in Galus. There's a confidence to the woman, without getting into too much of the weeds of Shir HaShirim, the woman who was so underconfident in the beginning, and she can't leave, and the vineyard, and the foxes, and the brothers, and she doesn't know, and she's afraid. The woman, in the end of Shir HaShirim, is much more of the driving force, and she says, let's go visit the villages together, Nalina Bakfaria, Nashkima, let's go out. I have a house ready, we'll rendezvous in my house. And Am Yisrael, in the end of history, towards the end of history, again, this is all in Perek Zayin, Anila Dodi V'Dodi, Lizin Perek Vav, but there's a greater confidence that a relationship, even when we're not sure that we don't see that it's climaxing, it's there. And at that point, in Perek Vav, the woman says, not dodi li v'ani lo, but ani li dodi v'dodi li. She puts herself first. So it's the same idea, that we're confident in our relationship. Question is, at what point are we confident? And do we have enough confidence to say, to affirm and to attest to our love before we affirm and attest that Hashem's love is there in reciprocity? So the phrase ani l'dodi v'dodi li, as opposed to the phrase dodi li v'ani lo, is the ultimate expression of confidence, and it's in the end of Shir Hashirim, after all the merits and zechuyos which Am Yisrael has gathered during the Galus. So I think that when we think about Elul in 2023, Tavshin Pei Dalet Habal Leinu L'tova, it has to be historical resonance. And when we affirm and attest to our love to Hashem, despite the hardships, despite our failures, despite our underconfidence, despite... But look at what we've accomplished in our history. Look at the emunah we've showed. Look at the emunah we've been able, many of us, to sustain after the Holocaust. Look at the emunah that we've had in building our country and our people and resettling them in our land against such international, fierce international opposition. So when we profess our love, I think the phrase, ani l'dodi v'dodi li, elul, has a greater resonance than it may have had 2,000 years ago. To say it differently, maybe 2,000 years ago, I would have been more comfortable referring to this month as Delul, based on an initial Dodi Levani Lo. But now that it's 2023, Tashin Pei Gimel / Tashin Pei Dalet, so the word Elul, which is in the end of Shir Hashirim, in which our love is professed before we announce Hashem's reciprocal love for us, but there's a confidence in all of our accomplishments, I think the word Elul, in the modern context, has great, great resonance. Shabbat Shalom.